Hello, horror guys and gals, and welcome back to the We Love Horror podcast, the podcast where we talk about everything and anything horror. I am Michael, and today I'm joined by a very special guest, Franco Caramelino, also known as Mocker Ghost. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Michael. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy I did not butcher your name. I said that good. I was like, we were just talking about it before we started recording. I was like, oh my God, I do not want to butcher your name.
No, so, you did just fine. Yep.
Okay, good. I'm good. I'm really excited that you wanted to come on today and talk to me about what we're going to be talking about. So,
yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
And before we start, do you want to plug in like your Instagram page, tell people where they can find you, all that fun stuff?
Yeah. So like you said, my name is Franco Caramelino, aka Mocker Ghost. I'm essentially the ghost face of the Scream House tours. And I guess my Instagram will be at Mocker Ghost, like Stu Mocker. There you go.
Perfect.
Oh, I guess also the... if I would plug this in, like the Instagram for the Scream House Tours is at Scream House Tours. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And perfect segue, because that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about, you know, kind of the ins and outs of what you guys do at the Scream House Tours, which I just have to start by saying, such a cool thing that you guys do. I think that's like super awesome, because it's really cool to be able to go and see these locations in real life, specifically like the Scream locations, because I know how iconic this film is. And a lot of the houses from Scream, no one has been able to go like see or experience. So I think it's really cool that you guys have given fans the opportunity to go do that. And I guess my first question to you is, how did that come about? Did you guys contact the owner or what happened with that?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for saying that beforehand.
Of course.
But so Dane Petrelli is the main host. Dane rented the house to do his fan film, I think I would say 2018, I think, or 2019. And then he stayed in contact with the owners up until this year that he reached out and he suggested doing tours. And they were a little bit hesitant about it. They didn't know if it was going to work out. But they took a chance, and now we're all here essentially. So that was kind of like how it all started.
That's super cool. That's like so exciting, because I don't know. I just think it's really cool that the owners are so cool about letting complete strangers come into their house and like look around.
I know. I don't know how I would feel if that was my house, but I guess, you know, living in such iconic place is like, you kind of understand the people want to see your house for the movies, not that they want to see what you're doing essentially. So
yeah.
And you know, surprisingly enough, the house, it's so clean every time that we go, obviously, but it's very well put together, and you don't see like if you were to come to my house, you would see things like my hand sanitizer and my little ghost face here, and
I've got disinfectant wipes on my desk.
There you go, or my mug that has San Francisco here, but you just
got
don't
my
see
cologne,
any of that.
You know? Yeah,
right. So it's just like as if you go kind of like to an open house. They just keep it, you know, so tidy, so clean all the time. So it's kind of like, I don't know, like I don't know if they actually prepare it like that. So when people go, it's like, okay, there's nothing here that will represent us.
Yeah.
Or it's just like how they keep it. Because when I rented the house, it was exactly the same thing. So I'm like, wow. So it's like, I think they understand, you know, that people want to see the house for the movie.
Yeah. And I also think it's like super cool that, and you and I kind of had a conversation about this. It was really funny because we were talking about how I just think it's like super cool how the house basically looks pretty much exactly the same as it did back in 1996. Like even down to the tile on the wall in the kitchen.
Oh yeah.
Everything is literally like the same. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, that would be so cool. because I don't know. If I was, we were talking about this, if I was the owner of one of those houses, everything would be exactly the same. Like,
Right.
I don't know if you, I don't know if you ever saw that, that, realtor video from like a few years ago when they were selling the Casey Becker house, but they had a video online where they were showing the house and they've changed it so much.
Right.
And I was telling you, I was like, oh, that kind of makes me sad because I'm like, if I was an owner of that house would look exactly as it did in 1996. People would come into that house and I'd be like, they'd be like, do you have the Wi-Fi password? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. We're keeping this 1996 authentic.
Oh yeah.
We don't have Wi-Fi here. They did not have Wi-Fi in 1996, but you're feel free to use that telephone that's over there that's plugged into the wall.
Right.
Like we'd have house rules on the fucking thing. We'd be like, oh, you can only cook stove pop popcorn.
With actually like the Jiffy Pop, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, they did such a good job keeping it almost, I would say it's 90% exactly how you see it in the movie. Obviously, they made some changes here and there, but the stove is still the same one. The refrigerator is still the same one. The dishwasher is the same one. All the tiles, they're all, I don't know, the doors. Oh my goodness. You can see like the knife marks on all the doors. It's just like, yeah, they have not touched any of that. So basically when you watch the movie and you see, I don't know, like Tatum opens the garage door. That's the same door that's there right now. It's like they have not replaced anything. And they're not Scream fans. So I think maybe the wood is so good, or everything in the house is like so good.
It's got good
probably
bones.
Made to last. That too. Yeah. They're very caring. And
that's super cool. Like, are there certain things that people can expect when they go on these Scream House tours? I mean, we kind of just talked about like how it's basically the same. Like, I think it's really cool that they still have like the knife marks in the door and stuff. From like filming, and that's super cool to me because I'd be like, oh, I get to touch it. That's so cool. But like, what other like fun little goodies can people that do this can expect?
Okay, well, something I heard in this past or last weekend, like someone was walking up and was like, this is not a set, right? And I'm like, no, this is a real house. So like walking up or I guess driving up, and then you kind of see the house, is like, okay, no, this is like a real thing. So that's one of the first things that people get really, really shocked by. But I guess like to answer to the goodies question, there's so many other rooms and that you just don't really see in the movie. So it's like you walk in and this room to the left that I was mentioned, you barely see it when Dewey, he walks in, he has the gun and he's thinking that there's someone in the living room, and then it's actually the TV going. But so as soon as he walks in, the camera's on this side, the room on the left, you can barely see that room. So all that room leads to like another bathroom and then another room back there. So it's like there's a lot of that you have no idea what's going on. So I think part of being in the house is like, okay, now I can understand why Ghostface, for instance, when he's upstairs, why he runs after Sydney, why he goes in a certain way and not the other. So it's like you're right there, essentially. You get to be immersed in this quote-unquote reality / 1996 time. So
it's so cool. It's like a time capsule, essentially.
Right. Yeah. And then, you know, with everything being kept, it's like, yeah, it does feel a lot like you're back in the house. And then we always have music running. So it's you know, people walk in and you hear like Youth of America or, you know, some other songs from the movie. We want to make it that important and I guess special for the fans.
Youth of America would be a cool song to listen to when you're driving up there.
Oh, it's going. Sometimes I'm being cool. Like, we need to stop because it's that song already. It's like way too much. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. I think it's really cool that you guys do that.
Thank you.
How do people go about getting like tickets to it and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm. So you can find tickets if you go to the Instagram page. There's usually a link on my bio. I always have a link there too. If not, you can go to the Eventbrite page. So eventbrite.com and then just search Scream House Tours, it'll show, or the Hello Sydney page, hellosydney.com. They have a little section for us, which is really, really awesome that they do that.
That's that was super so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that you guys are doing tours in March. Are there any other dates next year of 2023 that you guys are doing, like, tours of the house? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are, but they're not 100% confirmed. So it's like, we do have March 18th and 19th. 18th and 19th, right? I think so.
Yeah, I believe
okay.
so, yeah.
Okay. I was like, this is like so close to like these past ones, it was 17, 18. So I'm not sure it's 18 and 19th.
Yeah.
And then we are going to have something for sure going on in July, something in October, but we don't have the exact dates yet. Either if it's the
Perfect.
20th something or the, you know, 17th, 18th again. Like, we're just waiting on that confirmation.
Well, I will be visiting in October, so.
Yay! Glad to have you, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited because I was going to come last year in October, and I think that was the time that the owner, I think that was when the owner was like, nah, we're not doing it this year.
Yeah, that was really sad.
Yeah, I know. I was so bummed. I was like, no.
Which I really understand at times, you know. I think partially the cancellation had to do with them being, you know, saying, okay, well, we've had people come in here all the time. We really want our privacy back. It's all good, guys. Like, because I also had questions, like someone asked me, did a fan ruin it for everyone? And I was like, no, nobody did anything. Like, we're all in harmony, I guess.
Yeah.
But they just don't want people in their property all the time. So
makes sense. That's fair.
Should have done it better, though. They should have executed it better, I guess. We all should have executed it better, you know, for the cancellation. But I'm glad it all worked out, and now we're back on it. So
now we're back. Woo! I'm excited. So I wanted to ask you also, like, what are some of, like, your favorite, I guess, experiences from doing this since you guys have started this? What are some of the best experiences you've had so far?
So it's usually, so I don't know if I have, like, if I can count on them, like I had three or four, but it's usually that time that it happens every single tour when a fan, like, they cannot believe that they're there. And then thinking, I'm doing this for you. I guess being the facilitator to let you be here. That is, that makes me feel so good at the end of the day. It's like, I did something for the fans. Like, I'm a fan, and then I'm helping other fans to come experience this. That is so, so, so important to me. So seeing that, like, some people go in and they're like they can't really talk at the beginning. It's like, oh, okay, this is, oh, wow. And then there's other people that are really vocal about it. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Someone's like, I want to cry. Right. Some people really, really show it all out there. And then some people just, like, stay there. And then they said, this is amazing. When I come back, you know, you get all, I guess, kind different kinds of reactions. But it's that part of every tour that makes me feel really happy.
That's awesome. And have you guys had, like, any like special guests or anything on there?
Yes, we just got Lee Waddell, which is the original Ghostface. He came in surprise He came on the last tour. I kind of, you know, worked on it with him, and he's like, don't say anything. I want to go and I want to surprise whoever is there. And I was like, Do you want me to just, like, plan it out and you know, tell people, hey, maybe come to the last tour or so? And so it's like, no, I want the people, like, whoever's there, whoever's going to be the lucky one, to just happen to be the lucky one. So, that was awesome having him. He came, signed a few autographs, took photos, and people were really happy too. So
that is so cool.
We're all so thankful he did that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was talking to you about that the other day. I was like, you should try to get Courtney Cox there. That would be dope.
That would be amazing. Okay, Courtney, if you see this one day, please. We would love to have you.
Yes, come to the Scream House, please.
Right, she needs to come and report the news. She needs to come and say this, you know, it was like a call. It was just as 911 call. Now it's a Scream House Tours call.
So. She needs to come dressed in her iconic, like, bubblegum green. Wintergreen outfit. Yes. That'd be so cool.
I know. I really like the red, though.
Oh, me too. All of her outfits.
Yeah.
Iconic. Yeah. Every single one.
Yeah.
But yeah, what got you into horror originally? I guess to get a little more personal.
Okay.
What got you into horror?
I would say Scream, honestly. I think Scream was the first thing that as a kid I saw. I guess like I was still the same story, but like I remember I was so young, I could not, my parents would not let me watch any, you know, horror movies or anything like horror related.
Yeah.
And then Scream would come on this particular channel. It was like Thursdays and Saturdays. And I knew for like a month or two, it was always like every single night. And well, I learned the schedule a little bit. And I was like, okay, I know I want to be up. And so I would like sneak out of bed and turn on the TV and watch Scream. And I would get really, really scared, you know, just thinking like someone being stalked. There's a killer outside, like looking at them. They don't know that they're being watched.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously she knew then, but, and I was like, this is really cool. And then that got me into all the Halloween genre per se, or like style. And then, yeah. So
yeah.
I would for sure say Scream got me into horror.
That's awesome. And I bet you never thought in a million years, like 20 years later, you'd be at the house that they filmed at.
No, never at all. So yeah, it feels really cool to just look back at it, and it's like, oh, if I can tell my 10-year-old self, like, hey, when you're, I guess, 20 years from now, you'll be doing this. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Okay, crazy.
It sounds surreal. Like,
it
when
does.
you were describing the kind of people that come, I'm going to be the one that's like, oh my God, oh, like freaking out. Total fangirl here. So
we love that. We love that.
And like, how do you guys, like, do you guys try to kind of do a different experience every time? Like, what do you guys do to like, do you guys do anything like switch it up or anything like that? Or
every tour is a different experience. So the very first one, it's like you kind of see what works, what didn't, and then you try it out the next one, and it's like, no, actually this didn't work out, so let's go back to the other one. So every tour kind of feels different. And I think by the third time that we were doing it, we kind of knew how we wanted it to start, how we wanted, you know, like if I put it like in parts. So part
yeah.
one, we're doing this, part two, then this, part three. So I think right now we kind of have something fixed, but at the same time, 2023, we want to change it all up, so it's not the same thing. So whoever came in the first tour is not going to have the same exact thing that they
yeah.
saw. So yeah, we really try to change that. So it just varies.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's real. Oh, that's really cool. That's exciting.
Yeah. And then learn from it. Cause you know, once again, it's like, I have this idea in mind and I think this is going to work out. And then you go and you test it out. It's like, no, that was totally unnecessary. We wasted time on this. Let's just not do it. And vice
yeah.
versa. So yeah.
It's like a trial and error thing.
Right. Cause all ideas sound good. I guess in our minds, and then when you test it out, it's like, no, people didn't really like this, let's just not do it, or we wasted so much time, or we went fast. So
yeah.
The very first tour, I felt that we were kind of rushing it a little bit, and I was like, probably because we were nervous. So it's like,
yeah,
okay, welcome, this is where this happened, let's move to the next room. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was really fast. So that first tour in the morning that we did, that was like, let's not do it for the second tour, for the third tour of the day. And
yeah.
You know, it's like things like that. It's like putting up a show, essentially, that you kind of learn from it.
That's cool. And like, what do you guys like allow kind of fans to kind of wander around, or are you guys supposed to stay together, kind of a thing, or are people just kind of allowed to like explore on their own a little bit, or how does that work?
Yeah. So there's a section. So at the beginning, we kind of show you all around, and then there's a section in the tours that's like, okay, now you can go back to whatever you want to, just spend as much time as you want to. Yeah, so it's like your own freeway, per se, if I
That's
put it that
so
way.
cool.
So yeah. There's a little
Take
bit of
some
both.
take some pictures, do some, you know, reenactments. Have you had a lot of people like dress up in Scream costumes?
Yeah, there's always someone dressed up as Ghostface, always. So that's really fun too, like,
it's
hey,
always
that's
fun.
me, and then that's the other person. So yeah, so these last
Nice.
tours I kind of been doing a little bit of photography, a little bit of, I guess, like filming stuff, because I'm always like I always have the mask on, so I usually just get to hang out with people by the end of the tour. So this time I did a little bit different. It's like, no, I really want to, you know, get to talk to people and then throw my costume on and then take photos and then go back to that.
That's
so there you go,
awesome.
Another change.
Yes.
I just did. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, if you ever need a photographer or videographer to do your promo
All
stuff.
Right. Let me just add you right here.
This guy right here.
Nice. Okay. Well, when you go, probably you can do that and not just be with
me. Oh,
my
hell yeah.
Upstairs.
And then I'll just share the videos to you, with you guys.
Yeah.
So you guys can do whatever you guys want with them. But yeah.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I think I might come as Casey Becker. I think that's what I'm gonna dress up as. So
that's fun. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. So let's do it.
I got my little
your little phone. Nice.
Yeah, I'm missing the antenna right now, but
Hey, I have that same one somewhere over here. So I'll take it. I'll take it. So we'll add it to it.
Yeah, my mom actually made it for me because I dressed up as her for Halloween like 3 years ago, and so my mom just made one out of wood.
I definitely
wood.
Don't have that. No, I bought one on Etsy.
You're like, I have a legit one, thank you.
No. I bought one on Etsy that someone was doing like a prop, and it looks very similar. It's here somewhere. I just don't know where it is, but it looks very similar. And then you can remove the
oh, that's cool.
The antenna. Yeah.
Very nice. Very cool. And I think for the most important question of the day, I recently saw that you guys are doing a contest.
Yes.
So,
we're doing a giveaway. Yeah.
Yeah. I would love for you guys to talk. I would love for you to talk about that a little bit.
Yes. So the giveaway, so this idea started kind of like to thank the fans or to thank everyone that has been supporting the page, that has been supporting each and every one of us with all of this. It hasn't been the easiest thing. A lot of ups and downs, a lot of changes, a lot of like, this is not working, this is working, should we continue, should we not continue? So coming up with this giveaway, Dane actually, you know, Dane is the main host, he said, yeah, we should probably do something for the fans. And we thought about doing a giveaway with a free ticket. We didn't want anyone to pay or to have to buy a ticket. But then we're like, it usually happens that someone that wins is not in the U.S. or lives really far away.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do we limit that? So it's like, whoever is going to participate, we know that they can, like, if they win, they actually can come.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, right now is for the purchase of one ticket, you get, if you win, you get a mask signed by the cast. By Lee, by Nev, by Matthew, by Skeed, hopefully by Jamie Kennedy too.
Yeah.
And you get some merch from the Scream Housers page. And then you get the most important part. You get to spend the whole day at the house. There you go. With the team. So it's like whenever we go in the morning, we'll probably try to go as early as we can that day. So it will be from, I guess, like maybe 8 in the morning or 7 in the morning up until the very end of the day. So you get to be there with us, chill. Maybe if you want to help with the tours, you can. If you just want to be yourself and just enjoy the house while we're doing tours, you totally can do that too. And yeah.
That is cool. I like that. That's really cool.
Yeah. I hope one day we can add a giveaway or something that you can come spend the night totally for free. That would be amazing.
Yes.
But, you know, once again, it's up to the owners in the future if we can do that. But I was like, I would love to give someone that opportunity. Love, love, love to give. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just have to say again, thank you for allowing people the opportunity to do it. Like, thank you guys for, you know, putting in so much hard work and effort into, you know, making this so special for the fans. Cause I think it's so cool that you guys do this. Cause it honestly is like a once in a lifetime opportunity. It really is. Cause I remember they did a thing a while back where they had people come stay at the Scream House. And I know that, like there were stars from the, like David Arquette was advertising it and stuff. And I remember seeing that and not being able to go to that. And I was like, oh, that was like a once in a lifetime thing. And I couldn't go to it. And then I saw that you guys started doing that stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh.
It is happening again. Yeah.
Yeah. The chance is still there. And I mean, I know that they also do weddings.
Yes.
I know that they do like which is where I'm going to have my wedding.
Hey, you would love that.
But yeah,
I'm saying I would love that. Like I own the place, right? But still, I would love
I
to
would
support
love
them.
To
right?
have you. Yeah.
There you go. I'd love to come.
Maybe you guys can like, maybe you guys can help host my wedding and you guys can like have ghost face shit.
Oh, well, hey, I've done so far. I've done 3 photo shoots at the house, like engagement photos. I have mine. I did mine there, and then I did 2 more, I guess. So you can do yours as well, and then get married down at the other barn. Yeah, oh,
that would be so cool. I would love that.
yeah. So if anyone,
I'm all
wants
for
to,
it.
Yes, if someone wants to do it, I guess the page for that is Spring Hill Estate. That's like the whole property. You have the house, you have the barn, and then there's some cottages too, and then. Yeah, it's all really, really pretty, that whole area.
Oh, it's so gorgeous up there.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't been there, but it just looks so gorgeous, so, from what I've seen. But
yeah, such a nice area of the state. And I think, like, 15 minutes away, you have the beach.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Very
so that
cool.
The weather is perfect. The weather's, like, never too cold, never too hot. It's great. Unlike today here that we're going through. A little blizzard, and it's cold. It's cold inside my house, and I have this on. So it's like for you to have an idea.
Yeah, I have my jacket on. I have my coat on. I have a blanket around over my lap because it's it's cold.
Yeah.
When I hate winter, so you know. Yeah. But yeah, thank you, Franco, for coming on here and chatting with me a little bit about what you guys do. For the Scream House tours, I'm really excited that you wanted to come on here and talk to me. So thank you so much.
Anytime. Thank you for the space, for allowing people to come and talk about their things or what they're doing at the moment. So yeah, it's always really, really good to have someone like you doing this. So
yeah, I'm also really excited to see what you guys do going forward. As far as like ideas that you guys have with the Scream House tours going forward, I'm really excited to see that. So. But before we go, Franco, do you want to plug in your podcast? I mean, your page. Would you like to plug in your socials and all that again one last time?
Yeah. All right. So, mine is at Mocker Ghost on Instagram. TikTok is the same thing. I don't do a ton there. I have a YouTube channel. It's the same name, Mocker Ghost. I kind of need to work on those platforms a little bit more. And then for the Scream House Tours is add Scream House Tours. And then obviously none of this would be happening if it wasn't for Dane Petrolli. We owe him so much that he was actually, you know, he talked to the owners, he came up with this idea, and then he let the rest of us on board. So if you want to follow him, please do. He's awesome. He has an app that's called Chilling. Great things are happening from that end. It's essentially a space that you can listen to horror stories in it. It's really cool. I did that last night, you know, like in the dark, and I'm like, wow, these guys are amazing. Yeah, I was like, no, maybe I don't need to. I need to listen to any of this at the moment because, like, no.
Yeah.
So Dane is at Dane _ Petrolli. Yeah. Dane _ Petrolli. Yes. And then his YouTube channel, there you go. His YouTube channel, you can find a lot more of, I guess, the horror stories as being scared. Like to be scared, being scared. So there you go. There are all the other plugs.
Love that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on. This was such a fun time. I love chatting with you. I'm excited to meet you in person.
Yes.
Hopefully in October when I come to do the Scream House tours. Hopefully we get to meet up then. But I'm excited. So thank you. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for telling us all about the experiences at the Scream House. And anybody that is interested in doing the Scream House tours, please do it, because I think my friend Ellie, I think you know Ellie.
Yes, Ellie. Yeah. Last name is with a B. I can't remember.
Benz.
Yes, Ben. I was gonna say Benz, but is it Benz or am I? Yes, Ellie. Oh my gosh, she came to my birthday. She was in one of the tours, and then we connected so much. It's like, please stay a little longer. Her and Dory.
Yeah. Me and Ellie are we're very close. And amazing. She was telling me how you guys were like not getting like selling like full tickets. And I was like, how are you not selling out of these? Like, I was just like, so please, guys, please go sell out these tickets. Yeah. Like, make, you know, the experience worth it for everyone, you know, because I know you guys put a lot of time and effort into it. And
Thank you.
Go support them.
Yeah, I think it is, you know, it's kind of like an hour away from San Francisco. It's a little bit like out of the way. It's not like you fly into the city and it's right there. So it's like you might have to rent a car to go. So it kind of makes it a little difficult at times. But I think that's part of the reason sometimes why we did this. And then we also posted tours with not a lot of time in advance. So we got a little bit of pushback from that. It's like, if you would have posted this like four months ago, 5 months ago, I would have been able to go. And
yeah,
we didn't know. You know, once again, with the owners,
error.
Right. Or I guess the owner saying like, yeah, we really want to do this, or we don't know if it's going to work. But I think 2023 has a totally different perspective. So we should be able to put all of those out there like in advance. Like now we have March, you know, 18th, 19th, and very soon we'll know more about the others. So
I'm stoked. So yeah, thank you, Franco,
thank you again.
This was so much fun.
Likewise.
And yeah, I hope the rest of you guys that are listening to this have a good weekend. Merry Christmas, because
Christmas
is right around the corner. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.